So you see, this engine is an exact replica of a 1951 Santa Fe Trudgemaster.
Wow.
See these four rivets right here? A 1952 model would have six rivets.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie, I'm super bored by this.
Well, if you would have been at my train club meeting on Saturday night, you wouldn't have been bored watching this baby in action.
Pretty sure I would have been. Hi, girls.
Hey, pretty baby.
Hey, little Samantha.
All right, let's cool it with a public display of affection.
Oh, come on, we haven't kissed in 2 days.
Our lips are starving.
Why didn't you kiss over the weekend?
Because we didn't see each other.
You didn't go play trains with him on Saturday night?
Nah, my mom and I went to dinner, then we did some shopping. But we're gonna hang out after school, right?
Can't. I gotta go with my mom to her lady doctor. And I thought you said you were going to soccer practice.
Oh, yeah. You joined the soccer team?
Nah, me and Wendy are just gonna hang out by the bleachers and hit golf balls toward the field.
During practice?
That's when the soccer girls are out in the open.
Okay, so you guys aren't gonna hang out together today, and you didn't see each other at all this weekend.
Nope.
Nuh-uh.
Isn't that kind of weird?
Nah, we're just not into the same kind of things.
Different strokes, baby.
But you're a couple now.
So?
So part of dating is you learning to like stuff he likes and you learning to like stuff she likes.
Well, I got another meeting with my model train club on Wednesday night. Wanna come?
Should I be polite and lie?
Yes.
I'd love to, baby.
Aw, oh, that's my little fibber.
Hey, Colleen! Are you guys about to start soccer practice?
Uh-huh.
Gotta run.
Ada!
Sam!
Soccer girls are not targets!
Stay, my baby!
You know I hate it when you do that voice.
What voice are you talking
Stop
about?
Stop doing the voice. Stop doing it. Spencer!
Okay.
What are you doing here?
I was just cruising by on my motorcycle. Thought you might want to ride home from school.
Okay, but do you mind if we stop?
Wait, shut up. Who is that woman?
That's Miss Hamilton. She works for Principal Franklin.
No way. Jenna? Hey, Jenna!
Hi. Can I help you with something?
Oh, come on. You don't remember me? All right, maybe this will remind you. No, Jenna, I don't want to go to bed. I want to stay up and watch Full House with Dave Coulier.
Oh, my God. Spencer Shane.
You got it, dude.
I can't believe how big you've gotten. I am so lost here.
Jenna was my babysitter when I was like 10 years old and she... How old were you?
I don't know, 15?
Yeah, you were.
So maybe we should get together for dinner or something.
I would love that. This is Jenna.
I see, Jenna.
Oh. Oh. Colleen, what happened?
I don't know. I was on the soccer field about to kick the ball, and something hit me in the head.
Ah, oh, jeez.
I should take her to the nurse.
Yeah, get her to the nurse. Well, I'll call you.
Better.
What could have hit that girl in the head?
I know nothing.
In 5, 4, 3, 2...
Strawberry sauce for your shortcakes? Sure.
Yes.
I think it's sweet your sister's being our little server tonight.
Yeah, she can be real sweet when I offer to pay her $20.
You said 40.
$40. Hey, you want to know a secret?
Immediately.
Okay. Well, when I was 10, and you were my babysitter, I had a little crush on you.
You think I didn't know that?
You knew?
You wrote me love poems. And don't you remember the night my boyfriend came over?
And I told him he had a stupid face?
Yes. And then you bit him.
Yeah. He was salty.
Oh, gosh, it's already 11 o'clock. I should go.
Ah.
Bye, Carly. See you at school. And you should go to bed.
No way. There is a Boy Meets World marathon on starting at midnight. Ooh.
You're not watching that.
But it's Ben Savage.
You need to get some sleep. You promised that guy you'd finish a sculpture by the end of the week, and you haven't even started on it.
But I just wanna...
Spencer, go brush your teeth and go to bed.
Okay. Good seeing you again.
Back at ya.
Look, a murderer!
Bye.
See ya.
You're a man-child.
You have a stupid face.
See? That's what I mean when I say you're a man-child. That's what I mean. Excuse me?
A poop?
Oh, what? Now you proved it. You just proved you're a man-child. You proved it. Man-child!
Hey, guys. You're 7 minutes late. No, I'm sorry. Sam made me stop at a hardware store.
They were having a sale on hatchets.
Hey, she's a girl. No girls allowed at train club meetings. Come on, let her stay. She's cool.
Yeah, bringing the number of cool people in this room to one. And a half.
No.
A half.
I know.
Gross, they're flirting.
Come on, out you go, girl.
Hey. Let go of my wrist.
Sam.
You're squeezing too hard.
Sam.
Let go of my wrist.
Sam.
Let go.
Oh, Sam.
Anybody else want to throw me out?
Oh, no.
Okay, let's get this meeting of the training bros started.
Yeah. All aboard!
You really don't want to say that in front of me while I'm holding a hatchet.
And sit. And sit. Come on, Quacker, sit.
We're not putting this duck on iCarly.
Why not?
Because he has no talent.
Well, what am I going to do with him?
Take him back to the pond.
What? And just let all the other ducks laugh at him because he failed at show business?
Man, they were shocked when they saw the x-ray. Hey, we're back.
How was Peenie's?
Best lasagna ever.
I know, right?
You guys have the cheesecake?
No, Jenna wouldn't let me have dessert.
Because someone refused to eat his vegetables.
I didn't wanna. Is that a duck?
Yes.
Does he have any talent?
None.
Okay, Spencer, tell you what.
What?
Since we didn't have dessert, you want me to make you some popcorn?
Will ya?
After you brush your teeth and get into your pajamas.
Why can't I just have...
Whiny boys don't get popcorn.
I'm not whiny! I'm not whiny!
Is that his date or his babysitter?
I'm not sure.
Sit!
He doesn't understand!
Okay, can you guys make one of these trains move? Can I at least get that much excitement tonight?
Train number one or number two?
Well, you made me think of number two, so let's go with that.
Behold.
Good run.
Why are you all clapping? None of you are ever gonna get married. Boys!
Who wants milk and fig neuters?
Neuters!
Oh, my God. My mother did.
I'm allergic.
Okay, that's it. That's
hey,
all.
No,
what
come
are you
on.
Doing?
It's almost
What's
over.
Why'd you turn it off?
Because that movie is too scary for Spencer.
No, it's not.
Movies like that give you nightmares.
Well, it's almost over.
I said no.
Why can't we just...
That's it. Go to bed.
But I don't...
Right now!
You know, Spencer's like a grown man now. Sorta. So? Well, you're kind of treating him like a child.
Go to bed, Carly.
I'm not tired.
Go to bed.
But... Good night.
Why don't you hit the lights and sit down? Let's finish this thing. Gibby.
No, I have had much better neuters. Dude, your mom's neuters are stale.
Dude, they're all like crunchy on the outside. It makes a noise.
Hey, what's she doing?
Look, I set up both trains to go at the same time.
No!
No! Hey, don't! No!
Okay. Model trains are pretty cool.
There's train in my milk.
Drink it!
Your sculpture's starting to look really good.
Thanks. Can I have a juice pouch?
You've had enough juice.
Okay.
Oh, great.
What?
Listen to this email I just got from my model train club guys. Dear Freddy, due to the recent explosion at our last meeting caused by your female, you are hereby kicked out of the training bros. Please return your cap, whistle, and protective cup within 3 business days.
What's a protective cup?
It's this thing you put on...
Hey. She's not ready for that.
Cup of what?
I'm sorry I got you kicked out, baby.
It's not your fault. Carly's the one who said we needed to participate in each other's activities.
Okay, so Sam didn't fit in with your training bros. Why don't you try doing something Sam likes?
Okay. What's the least illegal thing you like to do?
Least illegal? Well, on Saturday I'm going to visit my favorite cousin and uncle. You can come with.
That doesn't sound too bad. They live where?
Prison.
Of course.
Okay, let's go. iCarly starts in 20.
Hey! You guys are doing the cowboy and the idiot farm girl who thinks the cowboy's mustache is a squirrel?
Yes.
That's correct.
Come on, we gotta go off and watch this.
You can play after you finish your sculpture.
Oh, but the guy's not coming to pick it up till Sunday.
Spencer.
Why can't we just...
Hey!
Okay!
Hey, Sammy!
Uncle Carmine! So, Chaz?
The same old.
This your new fella?
Oh, the BF.
Oh, yeah. Freddie, this is my Uncle Carmine and my cousin Chaz, Freddie Benson.
Delightful to meet you guys.
Hey, you just be good to our little Sammy.
Or we'll stab you.
all over.
I brought you the stuff.
You did not.
Two of them.
Oh, where?
No way. They're in his pants.
Oh, come on. Hand them over. Quick, while the guards ain't looking.
I'm not comfortable with
this. Will you hurry?
Fuck. Okay, wait. Hang on. Whoa, okay. Oh, prisoner's in my pants. All right.
Hey! Oh. That kid's got something in his pants.
No, I don't. It's a growth.
Honey glazed hands. Nice try, Carmine. Take these two to the hole.
What did I ask?
What's the arm? I didn't know about the hands. I'm an American citizen. I got pork rights.
Yeah, what about our pork rights? So now what? They're gonna stab me?
No. Not till they get out of here.
What? And then Sam yelled at me all the way home.
Well, it shouldn't have taken you that long to pull him out.
Oh, excuse me for not being skilled at removing hams from my pants.
So, maybe it's not so important that you guys do things together.
You were the one who said it was.
Well, I don't have a boyfriend, so what do I know? I need a biscuit. You guys want some biscuits?
No.
Yes.
Okay, I'll get Sam a biscuit, but Freddie doesn't want a biscuit, so I won't get him.
I'm sorry I couldn't get the hams out of my pants.
I'm sorry I blew up your 1952 Fudge Master.
Trudge Master.
Trudge.
And it was a 1951. You can tell, because the 52 has six rivets on the front, whereas...
Shut up.
So, the podgy monkey went up to the man in the floppy hat and said, Mr. Floppy Hat Man, will you show me the way to Banana Land?
And then what happened?
Well, the floppy hat man looked at the pudgy monkey and said, I'll show you the way to Banana Land, but first, I'm gonna tear you out!
No, he didn't! No, he didn't!
Okay!
Stop it! Don't do it!
Okay! This needs to stop right now. What?
What's the problem?
What's the problem? You're lying there wearing footsie pajamas while this woman reads you the adventures of the pudgy monkey, and you're asking me what's the problem? Isn't it past your bedtime? You're not the babysitter of me. And you're not his babysitter anymore either. You two are not having a normal relationship here.
But I like her. And she smells pretty.
We've known each other forever. I know, but... I think you two are taking this connection you have and you're trying to force it into a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. I mean, doesn't it feel a little bizarre and unnatural?
Yes.
I'm creepy. Well, don't feel bad. Just, I don't know, be friends or something. But stop pretending you can be boyfriend and girlfriend when you both know it's just weird and wrong.
This is weird and wrong.
Yeah. I'll just go.
Wait, Jenna, before you leave.
Yes?
Does the pudgy monkey ever make it to Banana Land?
Well, the real point of the story isn't whether he makes it to Banana Land. It's about the things he learns along the way.
Does he make it to Banana Land?
Yes.
Good night.
So?
She wasn't talking about us.
I know. But do you think maybe you and I are taking some connection we have and
trying to force it into a boyfriend-girlfriend thing?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's like, after all the years of us being, like, at each other's throats, you know, you kissing me that night at school, it was pretty intense.
Hey, put me in a mental hospital. So, the kiss was just intense?
And fun.
Yeah, I just don't know if you and me really click that way.
Yeah. But, you know, maybe one day if you get a little more normal.
Or you get a little more abnormal. So did we just break up?
Feels like it. But it was mutual, right?
Yeah. But I'm still gonna tell people I dumped your butt and broke your nerdy little heart.
Fair enough.
Oh well.
I love you.
I love you too.
It's only 10:30.
Want to break up at midnight?
That works.
Okay.
Never
squeeze
a big
zit
in
the
coffee
of
your
neighbor
because
very
few
people
enjoy
tasting
pimple
juice
in
their
beverages.
Thank you.